Christ!
Bob, you've done today. Dust. I've spent those days down the drain.
Dead down the drain.
Big boy, go on, birthday boy, bring the show in.
Well, welcome once again to Dead Down the Drain. I am Dr. Wilson, and my compadre this evening is John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Good evening.
Have you had a pleasant wintry week?
Well, we're at the cusp of the beast from the east, as we speak. We're at the tail end of that devastation. I mean, it's a troubling moniker, isn't it, for like bad weather, really. You know, it's a bit of frozen water, but like when you think about it, it struck me as something you would call like a sex offender in prison. You know, like a prison nickname. Who's that? Yeah. Who's that?
It's the beast. You know, like, it's the beast from the east.
Some new dude turns up on the wing.
Fresh meat.
I am the beast from the east.
Yeah, you're quite right. Yeah, I didn't put that spin on it, John. You know what I mean? I would never have thought of thinking that.
I've had a lot of time to think with this bad weather. You know?
Yeah, it's been a bit chilly. That's it.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, 3 days later, it just all melts and goes away and everybody just goes back to work.
I can remember worse weather than this, but
worse than the beast from the east.
Yeah, more beast.
I'm just thinking of a prisoner.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking
the beast from the east.
Bloody hell!
Could be you.
Jesus. Yeah.
Could be you one day.
He's a beast
from the east.
Yeah, it's you're right. It's just going away. Everybody just sits in the house.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember. It's quite a common thing where people are like, oh, this is nout this. It was terrible when I was younger. You know, I'm going down that road, really. But
it wasn't that bad, was it?
But well, somehow it completely disrupted my week and I ended up just having to sit in and watch.
Did you do what everybody else does when you... on the basis of I just had to go to the shops the other day and you walk in and there's nothing there. There's no bread.
It's fucking crazy, wasn't it?
Everybody's just like, shit, we're obviously going to starve to death. Everything's going to fail. And everything I just need bread. I need 5 loaves of bread to see us through. And I need like everything, bread, toilet rolls.
Yeah.
The whole lot. Everything's just gone. Food, everything. Just you see, empty. Like,
if it had gone on any longer, people would just start eating each other.
Wow.
You know, that's what happens. You know,
Is that what happens?
If the beast from the east like hung around another day or two longer, then people would just
cannibalism.
Be like, they'd be looking at members of the family who weren't pulling the weight, you know, like, oh, that's Steve, you know, like, wait, he turned down that promotion the other year, like, and I mean, really, he should have went for that, like,
he's just wasting oxygen, that lad. He's wasting oxygen.
I mean, you know, there's not much food to go around now, like, and Steve,
listen,
I mean...
I've been to the shops, like,
and there's
no bread left, so sorry, Steve.
Steve, I mean, I know you're going to the gym and that, mate, but, like, yeah, you're using up a lot of the protein in the house, mate, you know? So, yeah, Steve will get it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, like, with this rationing, you know, this enforced rationing, I've got an elderly neighbour downstairs, she's in her 80s, right? This old dear.
Right. Have you been checking on her? Been
I have, yeah. Sure, yeah. I have, actually, yeah.
How have you been checking on her?
Well, I'm waiting until she dies, and then I can eat her.
We're going to
eat her when she dies.
You just after a free meal?
Legally, yeah. I could legally eat her once she's dead.
When do you think it'd be... Is that the rules, is it? Is that the law?
Just with the bad weather, you know?
We can either bury you, we can either cremate you, or your next door neighbour, John... you know, he's low on protein. You know, wouldn't it be a bit tough though? Do you know, 80-year-old?
Yeah, tough when. I thought you meant if my protein levels went low, it would be a bit tough. I was about to agree with you.
No, what I mean is like the actual process of them bringing her up into your, you know, into your little house and then like saying, listen,
she's been like around a bit. You mean weight-wise? Because I would say is you just hack a leg off and just take her leg up at a time. Like
that's logical.
Well, exactly.
Just leave it to freeze.
You're just making everything complicated.
You know, I'm not used to like dismembering bodies, you know what I mean?
No, me neighbour downstairs, she was like, I thought, I'll knock on the door. I says, do you need anything? And she's like, oh, yeah, I need a bit of milk and some bread, you know. This is the other day. No, she wanted eggs the first time, right? So
fussy cow.
I got her some eggs, right? And everything fine, you know, just drop these eggs off. She gave us the quid and everything.
She's not going to last long with a diet.
And then I'm sitting at work the day after, right? I get a phone call off her and she's like, hello, John, hello. She's going, could you get me some bread, some sliced white bread, just a loaf, sliced white bread. I'm like,
I can imagine you getting quite annoyed about this.
No, it's fine. She goes, can you get me some milk? Cravendale, if possible, Cravendale.
Fussy bitch.
2 to 3 pints.
Fussy cow.
I'm like, right.
Just be grateful for what you get. You know what I mean?
I wrote that down, right? So anyway, I had to walk home from work because of the, it took us 40 minutes to walk home, right? The other night because of the, I couldn't get picked up because of the weather and shit, the beast from the east. And so I go to the supermarket and like you're saying, all the shelves are bare because, like, people are just treating this as like it's a practice for like the apocalypse
it's
or
like,
something.
Yeah, it's like a biblical crisis.
It's
know
like the
mean?
Day before The Walking Dead, like the first episode of The Walking Dead. It's
bread
like
and milk and eggs. Yeah. Shit.
So shit. I get on the bread aisle, right? No bread at all. So
what
all they have, they have like normal bread shelves. And then they have a bakery, right? And all there are organic loaves, unsliced. Now, you can imagine, you know, organic shit. You know, where a normal loaf of bread's like £1.20. Organic bread, it's like £1.80 or something.
So
it's unsliced as well. So I've got this inner tension in my head. I'm thinking I'm going to have to ring her about this bread. Like, so I end up ringing her. And I'm like, I can only get you an unsliced,
organic
white loaf.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. Well, I guess I suppose I can slice it. That'll be all right. Just get me that. That'll be all right. And I'm like, right. So I pick this loaf up and then I go around to the milk aisle. No milk. Same story. Like all the cows was are frozen to death. You know,
was there any like long lasting milk?
Listen, you know, you've got the soul of a pensioner. I can tell.
Is it like almond?
I get on the phone again, right? And I'm like, there's no milk either. And she's like, is there any long life milk? That'll have to do.
And I was so like, she's sitting there in this lovely warm, your home, right? Yeah. Just sitting watching TV with her feet up, with a fire on, you know, full whack. And she's just like sitting on a phone, just barking out orders to you.
Yeah.
Where you've like, you've been to work and you're like, you're doing this as a favour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how angry were you? There was anger building.
I wasn't angry because I just thought, well, she can't slice the bread. Yeah. The milk is nutritionally poor. And I thought, she'll probably die the day after next.
Were you thinking of death?
And then I'll go down there and I'll just harvest our body for nutrients.
So you were just thinking, well, she's going to be organically bread fed. You know what I mean? She's going to have some organic bread in there. She loves this milk.
Well, she couldn't slice it, so I'm hoping she just like kind of sucks on the crust and then gives up.
Sucking the crust and
takes her teeth out and starts just suckling the crust. God, this is
my
just
God, this is
just gets weird every week. This conversation, doesn't it?
So is she dead?
I don't. I've no idea.
Have a check tonight when you go back. You know,
well,
what I mean?
It's warming up now, so
right.
You know, she's got pretty good chances, really. But yeah.
I mean, you don't have to wait until she freezes to death, though, John. You know what I mean? Then you might actually meet the beast from the east.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
Very damn it.
What about you? Have you been tempted by any you know, like how's the beast from the East Storm affected you? Have you had any strange temptations, or have you managed?
I just needed onions.
Did you?
That was the thing I was after in the shop.
Yeah.
And I went round and there was no onions.
What the hell were you going to do with them, Mike?
You know, it's a man without his onions. You know what I mean?
Onionless.
You need onions. It's like a...
Onionless in the danger zone?
It was they're like a staple of every meal. Every single meal you cook or you make has to have onions in. That's in my world.
Do you just have like a series of powerful curries? Like?
I found... yes, very, very powerful. Yeah, so I just... I needed my onions.
I support that.
I bet everybody has some onions in the fridge. Have you got onions in the fridge?
In the fridge? You don't vegetables in the fridge.
Fridge, cupboards, whatever.
Fridge.
Just have you got onions, you know, in your house?
Are you talking about the cupboard that you plug in?
We're talking about onions. Have you got onions in your house?
I haven't actually, no.
Fucking hell, man. It's the heathen. Don't worry about it, though. But yeah, there was no onions. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just, what was in this meal, like, just onion?
Onions and meat.
What do you call that?
Meat, onion, meat, food.
Meat and onions.
Meat and onions, like liver and onions.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, that's meat and onions.
Do you eat liver?
No.
I don't eat giblets, like...
No.
Do you know the most nutritional part of an animal?
Is that correct?
The giblets, yeah. If ever you're taken down by a pack of wild wolves, they'll go straight for your internal organs and they'll leave your muscles for the scavenger beasts to feast on.
It's very interesting. I'll know that when I'm like running away from a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
I'll be covering my kidneys.
Well,
as
you watch your intestines like run off in the wolf's mouth like a string of sausages, you think, he's right. Like, they did go from my internal organs.
Well, yeah, I'll be thinking of that when I'm gasping my last breath. What now?
Next time you're out on the prairie.
Yeah, wonderful. What do bears go for?
Bears, I hear, are quite unpredictable. It depends if it's salmon season or not. Did you ever say that documentary about the guy who speaks to bears and he like spent his whole life befriending a pack of bears?
What, you know, the fuck's going on?
He had them trained like... domestic cats.
What the fuck?
What are we talking
about?
in general.
What's going on? There's a man who trains bears to be like cats and he lives with them. You know,
I don't know.
Right.
Just, I don't know.
What the fuck's going on?
Did you have a plan, like?
I don't know what the fuck's going
like,
on.
You're acting like there's a fucking plan.
It depends if it's salmon season, Wilson.
as if I know anything about fucking bears.
What the fuck's going on?
Bareback?
Unbelievable.
Do you know nothing about bareback?
Nothing.
Come on, you're a trucker.
Nothing at all.
Well, Hong Kong. This is the... This episode has a theme. This is the birthday episode. We're reaching a milestone birthday. Both me and Wilson are turning 40 this month.
Yeah, man.
So the idea of the show is that we're gonna talk about things that you can't do once you hit 40. Because, you know...
It's like we're not using a pineapple of truth. We're just gonna...
This is reality, you know.
It's hard.
These are the hard facts that every man has to face, you know, once he hits a certain age. And, you know, we're about to hit that pain barrier, like,
right,
aren't we?
Yeah. I mean,
do you want to sing happy birthday before we...
No, it's not me. No, I don't want to.
You can't anyway. It's copyrighted, that tune, you know.
What? Who's copyrighted that?
The guy who wrote Happy Birthday.
I thought you were going to say the guy who lives with the bears. The guy who lives with the bears is copyrighted this song.
He's not having any more happy birthdays.
No.
Trust us. You're throwing us, aren't you? Like,
well, carry on, man. Yeah,
I'm trying to talk to you, but you're like engaged in your digital devices. It's like, do you want to put the telly on or something?
No, I'm looking at what wonderful things I'm going to say in a couple of seconds.
Oh, you got a script.
It's not such as a script. It's the theme. It's the theme.
Theme.
Uh-huh. And because I'm getting a bit older...
You're throwing us now. You're going to have to finish off what I was saying.
My memory's going.
I was saying, do you want us to sing happy birthday to you?
No.
No?
No.
Is that it? No.
It's not my birthday yet.
That's true. But
it'd be like false.
Yeah, but this isn't live, so what's the difference?
Okay, then go on, it'll be quite nice.
I can't, it's copyrighted. Oh. So what you got on your list?
Right, so these are things you know we can't do anymore.
Yeah. The way I looked at the theme was, yeah, once you hit 40, you've got to basically stop doing this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what do I do that I won't be able to do anymore?
Actually, before we get there, I tell you what we don't do enough of on this show is thanks to the audience, you know, because I think we're building up quite a little cachet of listeners. So
yeah.
Did you notice any messages or thanks or likes or anything on Facebook?
No.
No?
No.
All right, okay.
Fuck them.
Nothing?
Nothing. I said fuck them. That's what I said.
I thought we got a couple of new likes.
No.
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 Well, I did get a letter.
Do you got right? You all read? I didn't know this.
No, I got a letter. I got an email.
Go on then.
Well,
this is like kind of shocked us, man.
Yeah, we got an email. The last show we did. I mean, we do get quite rude, and I thought maybe it was a complaint about the last show because we did talk about some rude stuff.
You got it there.
But it just seems like a nice letter. So, shall I read this letter out?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Okay. Dear John, sorry to hear about your recent prostate examination. I'm certain this was a necessary yet humiliating experience. Very true. I'm also pleased to hear you are healthy and have no ongoing medical concerns. My only regret is that it was not me performing the examination, slowly pegging you from behind as my husband watches on, his right hand rubbing my clit as it turns as red as a dog's dick. Anyway, I must be going. The kettle has just boiled and Songs of Praise is about to begin. Love from Nana and Grandad.
Oh, that's such a lovely, lovely email.
It's nice. It's nice when the fans get in touch with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's well worded. Yeah.
Thanks, Nana and Grandad, for that term. That lovely email. And congratulations on discovering email at that advanced stage in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then.
Well, yeah. well, yeah. That's complete. Fucking hell. Jesus. Right, then. So these are things. So, right. I'm fucking completely thrown here.
I've thrown you for a loop.
Jesus.
All right, Wilson, things you can't do when you're 40. Number one.
There's not in any order. It's just, I was thinking about myself.
If you read the first one off your list, that's number one, isn't it? I wasn't trying to psych you out.
I thought myself, what do I like to do what I can't be doing again?
Yeah.
And I thought myself, I'll never be able to, like, I can't sit alone on the swings in a park anymore.
Why not?
Do you know what I mean? I think it would look a bit, like, dodgy.
Are you saying that's all right to do that up to the age of 39? Like,
well, I think so. But, you know, who doesn't like to go on the swings? A long coat.
You'd need some burly fucker to be able to push the swing that you're sitting on. Even up to the cut-off age that you propose.
There's nothing wrong with just sitting on the swings, backwards and forwards, around the children, and you're just writing poetry. There's nothing wrong with that. But now, I think I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think
it's not just
the parents who are sitting around watching will get, you know, a bit anxious. You know, because I do like to sit, you know, with my shorts on and like my t-shirt that says I love children. And I don't think that's acceptable at 40 anymore. What's your thoughts on this? I think there's nothing wrong.
Hashtag the beast from the east.
It's there's nothing wrong with sitting in the, you know, on the swings around the kids watching.
Do you find it's nostalgia more than anything though?
I find it very relaxing, swinging.
Do you?
Swinging's very relaxing.
How long have you been swinging?
I've been swinging for years.
Have you?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Do you swing on your own? or do you swing with other people?
Oh, no, it's, normally there's a lot of children around. And
is this going to end up in the show or not? This is what I'm wondering. You know,
I'm telling you this. I like to see on the swing. God.
Editor's this nightmare.
Just swing. There's nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that in your 30s. Yeah.
Why don't you move on to the next one?
Right. I want your opinion on that later on. Just have a think about it.
You want my opinion later on?
Uh-huh. I mean, the other one is that I find that I can't do this anymore, is grow out me dreadlocks. You know?
dreadlocks.
I think when you hit 40, growing out dreadlocks is just, it's just a bit naff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, dreadlocks are pretty cool. I mean, you've got Bob Marley, you've got Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, I mean, they've had them since a young age. But what I mean is, like, when you get to 40 or past 40, starting to grow them out then.
When you're a heavily built, balding, 40-year-old white man with red hair.
Yeah. I don't think it should be done after that, like.
That's a powerful sort of statement you make with dreadlocks, like. Kind of like Mick Hucknall if he ended up sort of transmogrified with a yogurt factory.
Well, I was just thinking it takes quite a long time to do it. That's what I meant. I was just like,
what, grow the dreads?
Grow the dreads.
Or do you mean start to grow the dreads?
You've
missed the boat. Like,
I'm looking.
You could probably get a decent one off the back or something. You fancy that?
Yeah, just one big dread.
Yeah, like a...
one big lock. Dreadlock.
Yeah.
Just down the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't it take like years?
You've kind of missed the boat.
Do you know what I mean? It might take 20 years to get a good head of dreadlock going.
Yeah.
But I could dye it.
You could dye it?
Dye the hair of the colour, not actually
dye it. I thought you meant you could
dye
it. I was just about to say to you, that's, don't knock the dye just because you're 40, do it. Go for it.
that one's out the window.
The dreadlock.
Uh-huh. What about you?
Go on, I'll hit you with a couple from mine. All right, so 40. 40 is the cut-off age for selfies.
I don't know. You see them all the time, don't you, man?
Now I'm 40, Wilson. Like, I don't want anybody to ever take another picture of us ever again, really.
Right. Is this, like, just out in the street, or is this in the house as parties, family get-togethers with your grandma and granddad, anything like that?
Yeah.
You don't want anybody no more pictures at all of you?
I don't exist now. Right. When you hit 40.
That's it?
Yeah, you don't exist anymore. So, no photographs. You know, just don't catalogue the decline of your physical body. You know, that's what I'm getting at there.
I've been doing that since I was 25.
You know, what is this? Like GCSE science or something? Like, you know, it's over, you know? No more pictures. Just don't take any more pictures of us.
Do you think now you're going to be going downhill?
Yeah, now.
Is this what you think?
What do you think? Like, have you got different?
But it is. I've been going downhill for the last 15 years. So in that respect, I should have stopped this at 25.
Yeah. Well, I thought, I'll let the lad get there.
I hit the 25, I was like, he's all right. He's looking all right. And then it's just slowly just declined.
Yeah.
But you've kept in shape, John. So now is the time for you to stop, like, looking after yourself. Or do you just think naturally you're going to just melt or something? Or what is your...
going off what's happening to you, really. I just think...
I don't want any of that shit.
Why me?
I've seen the pictures of him for the last 15 years. Look fucking awful. There's no chance.
Why is he always down the park? It just ages you. Like, going down the park every day just ages you. That's what I think.
I must buy a new T-shirt.
I think swings are bad for you. Swinging is bad for you.
In general, is bad for you.
Yeah. I've also got festivals. Like, when you're 40, you shouldn't be going to a festival.
Oh, no, you got to, man. I've got to disagree on that one, man. Isn't it the perfect time to go?
Nah, it's not. You just don't belong at a festival.
But you just don't give a shit anymore. You can just, like, whatever you want. There's no pressure on you to fucking look cool or out like that. You just turn up, just fucking enjoy yourself.
I would say the pressure comes from every other person that attends the festival.
Just don't have the pressure. Don't think of it. Don't think of it. Just go and enjoy yourself. If you want to wear a pair of fucking hot pants and a fucking boob tube or whatever and a fucking balaclava,
just do it at home.
And cover yourself in the luminous paint. You know, you can just go and do it at a festival. Nobody gives a shit. Everybody's off their fucking heads anyway.
I think I've probably myself out a lot of these. I think I've like kind of said I wouldn't do a lot of this stuff where I think you would. That's where you and me differ. So I think you're gonna be quite contrarian to me list here. Like, so festivals. I did go to a festival a long time ago, and I just felt too old.
You just didn't like
even
it.
Then.
You just didn't like it, and you just wanted to come home and have a cup of tea. Not for me, this business. Look at that. Look at the state of that.
I just want to have a cup of tea with my nana and granddad.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. Right, well, I'm going to say one then.
What's your next one?
Add on. I don't think you can, anybody, you know, touching 40 or getting over should beatbox anymore.
You reckon?
I think it's a skill. I think it's a really cool skill, right? And I don't know if, you know, my 40 and plus, if you see a 40-year-old bloke beatboxing in the pub with his mates, that shouldn't be done. Or anywhere. Even if I see it on the just like, what's he doing? There's no need. That's not right.
Well, what do you think middle-aged white guys doing reggae? Well, I mean, I love reggae, but I don't want to watch like a...
I'm just saying the beatbox is not right. You know, reggae, shut your eyes, didn't you? You know what I mean? Just do it.
Shut your eyes. Why can't you just shut your eyes with beatboxing?
No, you just can't, man. You've just got to watch them. It's an amazing skill. I feel bad just doing that.
They can recreate with the mouth a noise which could be like much more faithfully reproduced with an electronic device. Like, you're using your mouth to recreate the noise of an electronic device, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
I just don't think it should
boring
be done
to me. Like,
there's a cut off point. I think it's about 30 for that.
30
for beatboxing.
Beatboxing's okay at your 30.
Yeah, I'm happy with that one. Do you want to hear another?
Yeah, hit me.
So I can't sit alone in the swings in the park anymore. You know, there's no way I can do the dreadlock thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be beatboxing anywhere like that. And the last thing I want to do really is probably sprint anywhere. And you get the thought.
Have you got the option?
Well, I'm not saying for me. I mean, I remember when I used to be able to, you know,
Sprint. Trying to cast my mind back to your sprinting days. I don't know if the 40 years I've been alive is long enough to actually recall that experience. Did it happen before we were born or something?
I don't know. It's just it was a lovely. I can't remember myself, but I just I think you'd be able to do the sprinting thing, but because you're a fit guy. But I think you just choose. It's just you wouldn't do, would you?
Not do.
Exactly. You just, it's just things you just don't want to be doing. You never see anybody of a certain age sprinting down the street.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, they can't.
They could. You could if you wanted to. You choose not to because of your age.
Yeah.
Because you just think, I'm not fucking doing that.
Is your garden in disarray? Have your flower beds been crippled by frost or snow? Do you have trouble maintaining your herbaceous borders?
We're going to build a wall.
The time to worry is over. My name is Phil Cuntless, landscape extraordinaire, and I'm here to rescue your garden or lawn. With over 8 months' experience, I have watched the seasons come and go, and I tell you what, everything I've stuck in the mud has come back out smelling of roses. In fact, I love gardening so much, I want to make you a promise. When I die, I'm gonna come back as a fly, a lovely blue ball, or maybe even a wasp. And if you have any problems at all, give me a call. Landscaping, manscaping, asbestos, or maybe you just want to start a private cemetery. I can do it all. Remember, if you need to rebuild the perimeter of your domestic home, you can apply for a council grant towards the costs.
We need to build a wall.
Phil Cuntless, landscape extraordinaire. I approve of this message.
So, my third thing you can't do when you're 40 is make it in a band. Now, to be honest with you, I think when you're 30, you've missed the boat by 5 years. But I think at 30, there's so many aging rockers out there now. You look around and in your mind, you know, you wanted to play an instrument when you were a kid, and you get to 30, you know, it didn't happen for you. Well, you do play the instrument, but like you don't make it, and you get to like 30 and you've got to let go of your dream, but you don't want to, and then you justify it yourself because you say other 30-year-olds doing it, and you think, yeah, I could still do it. But like when you get to 40, you're fucking wasting your time. Just hang your guitar up.
Isn't that people who become famous after that?
What, the Beast? Well, what do you mean?
I mean, there's that guy.
There's musicians.
That C6 Steve guy.
You always defer to Steve Sticks.
But he is.
Give us another one.
It's just him. That's the only exception.
One slip through the net.
That's one guy. If he can do it, anybody can do it.
C6 Steve. Where is he now? Didn't he die?
I don't know.
Didn't he die? I heard he had to like run somewhere and he tried to.
Had an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, poor lad.
He
wasn't just a clever name.
The guy's Capitol Records like signed him a check, and it was windy that day and it blew out the window, and he tried to chase it down the street and had a huge heart attack and died because he was trying to sprint over the age of 40.
Bloody hell. Well, yeah, I suppose
it's game over. Like
if that's the blooming, you know, that's TV for you, isn't it though?
What, the dream, creating a dream?
That's the look. You've got to have the look.
Yeah, you
apparently
do.
You've got to be able to beatbox and have dreadlocks. You know what I mean?
I've got a picture of you sitting on a swing with dreadlocks beatboxing. Yeah.
Have you? Shit. Yeah, I just...
It's great.
It's commercial, man. It's commercialism. They don't give a shit about the songs, man. They just want to have a good-looking dude.
Yeah, so at 40, you know, your body's on its way out, like, you know. You need to move on to more spiritual things, you know.
Yeah.
Like buying your neighbour bread,
You know. Cravendale.
Cravendale.
Milk.
2 or 3 pints, please. So, are you in agreement with that one? Like, you think you're too old?
Yeah, you fucked, didn't you? You know, if you're not made it by then,
do you want to sell us your guitar?
No.
Fucking sorrow.
I'm going to make it. still time. Wait, I'll do another one. I've got a few more. Talking about like keeping fit and stuff like that. I think, do you know when you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you've got your gym outfit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. And one of the main things that I've noticed the decline of in, you know, people over 40 is the gym headband.
You know what I mean?
Like a sweatband headband, you know? Like what McEnroe used to. Where I don't think that's appropriate anymore. I think you can't do that one.
Well, is that age or is that just fashion that's kind of moved on?
I've never been in touch with fashion. I just think that wearing that is just a bit too much because it's supposed to like get the hair out of your eyes.
Yeah.
And like I'm not having that problem anymore.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
You know, we used to go to the gym together and you're talking about a sweatband being inappropriate for a 40-year-old, but I don't think I ever actually saw you sweat at the gym.
Internally.
Oh, internal sweat. Well, you can't wear an internal headband unless you swallowed it or something.
I was internally sweating constantly. Yeah, man. Hard days, right, man.
You see gym fashions come and go. I mean, you know,
I thought
see
that
some...
was like just up the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah.
They keep the sweat out of your eyes.
Yeah. You see, if you still think the way John McEnroe dresses is like appropriate for the gym, that's a sign that we shouldn't be going there because we're too old,
well,
surely.
But that's what I wore. You didn't say it. that was me attire.
I just let you get on with it.
Fucking hell.
I thought you might go down the park wearing that and you'd be in some real bother.
Yeah, man. Well, I think that was... I've got one more, and I don't think anybody over the age of 40 should get a face tattoo. that's my last one. That's all I've got.
Face tattoo.
I think tattoos are great because I have tattoos, but if you're going to get a face tattoo, get it in your 30s. Yeah. Don't go for the 40s.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just in the office, you know, and they're like, are you going to get a tattoo tomorrow, mate?
Yeah.
Aye, yeah. Oh, I'll show you tomorrow when I come in. And you come in and there's just like a fucking spider's web all over your face. What do you think, boss? You know, what do you think of this one? You know, tattoos are perfectly acceptable now.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to get one of those, get them in your maybe 20s.
Spider, your point doesn't quite make any sense to us though, because you get the tattoo at 30 and then you just have to wait 10 years and then you're 40 and you've still got the tattoo. So,
yeah, what I'm saying is don't get it when you're in your 40s. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, but you'd still have one in your 40s if you were younger, if you got it when you were younger and you just lived till you were 40.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's the difference?
I think it's just not right. I think it's a shock value.
Just the thought in your mind, the notion in your mind that you should go out and get that at 40.
Just imagine if you were like, you know, like your father, he's in his 60s, and he just come back with a face tattoo.
Of a spider's web.
Just like, you know, and he's in his 60s. I think that's acceptable in your 60s. From 40 to 60, you're
not
allowed
to get one. Well, there's like a 20-year window.
Yeah.
Well, he's retired,
the end of the day,
like...
You're just like, I'm doing the fuck I want now. I'm retired. But, you know, that's 40 to, 20 years, don't get one.
When you're older, if you got a spider's web tattooed on you,
I'm not saying that
on your face,
spider's web. I'm saying
it
anything.
Would make your funeral a bit more atmospheric, wouldn't it? If you had an open casket.
What's that in his fucking face? I decided to get a bit of a tattoo, you know.
Right, I've got the next point I'm going to make here: skinny jeans, or just basically fashion in general.
just fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't. I'm not qualified to talk on this, but I've always had skinny. These aren't actually...
Like, everything you wear is actually skinny, though, isn't it?
It's very tight.
Yeah.
It's very constricting. Looking at my jeans now, you know, these are not skinny jeans.
Yeah.
They're just...
You've just got fat legs.
I've just got massive legs, so they just look really skinny. This, everything tight.
Do you get much... range of motion in stuff like that, then, or?
I have permanently pins and needles in my feet and hands. And my circulation is slowly just like getting cut off, you know what I mean?
Do you go to the doctors and say, I'm,
can't feel my hands?
Yeah, I'm continuously like suffering from pins and needles and a lack of sensation in my extremities. And he's like, okay, take your trousers off and take your shirt off and go and stand behind the curtain. And then you do that and you go behind the curtain. You're like, I'm cured. He's cured us. And then you're walking home and you're like, it's come back.
Honestly, I'm not joking. Honestly, just some days I can just hold my hand out like that and I lose all feeling in my hands. The blood just does not get through the blocked veins and arteries. Oh my God. A white finger.
Is there some law if I don't like ring medical services?
It's okay. It's cold outside.
Is this a crime if I don't ring...
You're looking at me like I'm a fucking pork chop. Do you know what I mean? I know it's cold outside, but like, fucking hell.
I ate the beast from the east.
Did you not get your bread in?
So.
Skin tight stuff, very bad. Very bad for circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one I put down was dancing. Now, that's a similar thing for your heart rate. You know, if you can keep... Put aside the heart rate element to what I'm saying, but basically, just the thought of a guy at 40 out on the dance floor thinking, right,
depends on what dancing you're
doing. I'm gonna show this crowd me moves now. You know, I'm going to like, I'm going to dance.
Isn't it?
You're going to see some real sex appeal here.
Isn't it just the age where you don't give a shit what people think and you just do what the hell you want? I mean, this is what I was doing last night. I was at a party last night.
Were you dancing?
I was dancing, man. I was going for it.
Were you?
And people were laughing and clapping, you know. And
ratio?
They were they were joining in with us and taking pictures. Oh, it was wonderful. Were they? I really enjoyed it, yeah. They're just like, fucking hell.
Just the spectacle
look
of it.
At that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I didn't care.
God.
I was enjoying myself.
Yeah.
I was
All of these things on this list, though, if you don't care what people think, apart from the health and safety, the points that hit on health and safety, like sprinting's probably a bad idea, but from a health perspective, but if you don't give a shit of what people think, then you could do all of this stuff, you know?
I mean, the only one I don't think I'm going to do again is sitting on the swings in a park. But
dancing.
My
so you were dancing last night. You know, you had a crowd around you, celebrating the fact.
It was really bizarre. I mean, I was dancing for 5 or 10 minutes, couldn't feel my feet.
Yeah.
After a while, lost all the circulation there.
Did you take any of your?
I was sweating internally and externally. You
like
know
the
I mean?
double sweat.
Yeah, it was painful, but I was enjoying myself. I woke up today.
Double
I'm
leakage.
Pleased I woke up today. And I
me
was
too.
Like, fucking everything was just crippled. I was just a crippled, jelly, blubbery mess, just lying there.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up for the dancing. But what type of dancing, though? Because I wasn't, free-forming it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Free-form. I've heard of freestyle, but free-form sounds like...
Free-form styly.
Sounds weird.
Free-form styly.
Free-form.
It was great. I was going for it. I can't remember what I was doing. I was just moving.
Yeah. Like a gelatinous
walrus. it's great. I think the dancing thing's okay.
Do you
it
think
depends
that's fine?
What company you're in. If you're in the company if you're in the company of the same age range as you,
see,
then it's fine.
It's
if you're in a company of like your fucking kids, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to, if you go into a nightclub and everybody's 17, 18, 19,
yeah,
and they're just doing whatever they're doing, and then you hit the floor. You know what I mean? That ain't going to look
you
pretty.
Clutching your heart?
clutching me chest.
No,
It's not that it's
you
not
see,
happen.
I'm a bit scarred because my brother-in-law got married. He had a live band at the do afterwards. And you know how there's one guy at every wedding who's fucking absolutely wasted?
Was this you? Was it you?
And he's just like an absolute laughing stock of the whole thing.
I know it's you, this. I know it is
well,
you.
Well, yeah, this time it was me.
Right.
And
this time.
I went fucking crazy, apparently. Can't remember a thing. You know, I was the only person on the dance floor. It was like a 100-person capacity dance floor.
Ooh.
I was the only one
on
there.
You the first one on?
I don't know. I think I was just going so crazy. People just didn't want anything to do with us whatsoever.
What moves were you striking?
I don't know. But, like, I shouldn't have been on the dance floor, that's what I'm saying, you know? There's a lot of older guys there, and everyone was drinking, so how did they have the fortitude to hold back? I think they just thought, I'm over 40.
You just don't give a shit, John, when you want to bust a move.
I'm over 40. I'm just not going to get on that dance floor. And it worked for them, you know, but I just made a complete fool of myself, so...
How old were you at the time?
I don't know, it was a few years ago, 36 or something.
You say, yeah, you're in your dancing prime.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I learned a lesson, like, I tried, I couldn't get...
You learned a lesson when that restraining order came through the fucking door, that's
yeah,
all
I mean. I did the thing where, when you leave, you don't know which jacket's yours, so I put some other dude's jacket on, you know, like his suit jacket with his wallet and everything. I just, like, left the place with his guy's fucking jacket on. I tried to kiss me father-in-law. So no dancing.
Hold on a minute, carry on with that. You've just cut that one really short. I just kissed me father-in-law. Right, no dancing. Just carry on with that.
That's right, yeah. So, the next thing's martial arts. You really shouldn't be doing martial arts at 40.
I must agree with you. I have seen a few things. What's he called? Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
He looks fucked up, man. Doesn't he? He really does just look absolutely fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just
inappropriate, like in a freeze age.
He just, what, it's his face. It's just, what's happened to it?
You know, he's
massive as well, like now. He looks bigger than me.
He's not actually doing any martial arts, though. He's just, like, gone really fat. And it's like he's pretending that he's, like,
a martial arts master.
And everybody, he thinks everybody's going along with him in the joke, but they're not. You know?
He looks fucking nuts. He looks crazy.
I wasn't attacking it from that angle. I was just going to say, like, basically the physicality of, like, doing martial arts when you're old. Like,
just hurts more.
Someone just hits you and, like, your whole world just crumbles around you. You're off work for, like, 6 months. You know?
Like, fighting in general, yeah. Just, like, stop.
Yeah, just martial arts. Like, just give it up.
Boxing,
you know, you're not.
Yeah.
When you're that age, you're just not a martial art. Don't stand. You know, if you're 40, you might have your own martial arts class. But really, you've got to have a word with
just
yourself.
Just talk.
When you're
don't
standing
move.
There in front of the class of like 18-year-old kids and you're telling them about all these like street fights you had when you were like 19,
yeah.
You know, you haven't been in a fight for 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
You've got a calcium deficiency, you know? you'd shatter like a pint glass if you went down. You know what I mean? Just stop filling young people's minds full of shit.
But don't you want, isn't that like
Steven Seagal's a perfect example.
Yeah, he is, because he wants to still think in his mind. I mean, he's going to mid-60s or something like that. He obviously thinks he's still the hardest man around. You
insanity.
Know, it is. I completely agree with that. Fighting, martial arts, everything has to just stop.
Yeah, you got to stop that.
Stop talking about it as well. Stop, like.
You agree with that one.
Remember when I had that fight, like, when? 25 years ago. It was class, wasn't it? Fucking knocked
him. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Nah, fuck that. It has to stop. Talking about it and doing it.
Yeah.
It's out the window.
It's worse than dancing. What's next on your list?
I think. The last one is literally just don't go into sweet shops anymore.
Yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah.
That's gone. Just buy your sweets from a supermarket. Don't go into an actual sweet shop.
You know what I mean? You've got a quite sinister take on all this, the aging process. Like, do you think things just seem much more creepy when you're older? Like certain neutral behaviours just become like infinitely more weird.
If I want some like, you know, sherbet dips and bonbons,
yeah.
I don't feel comfy going into a sweet shop anymore and asking for like, a bag of bonbons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's out the window. Those sweet bag, you know, a bag of sweets days are over.
Well, even if you're wearing a pair of shorts and a T-shirt that says, I love children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm on the swings...
What if you walked in and the guy in the sweet shop had the shorts and the T-shirt that said, I love children, on?
I never thought of that. I never thought of... Yeah, that'll be a strange situation, you know?
Yeah.
I'd
be interested to hear from any sweet shop owners to hear the perspective on that.
There's nothing wrong with my attire.
Why would you get into that business? You know?
Well, it's to make money, isn't it? Off the children.
All right, so the economics of it is like, you want to go in there for like a 10-pence mix-up, right? So you've got like a paper bag.
They don't exist anymore.
Well,
you're talking 50 pence now for a bag of
sweets. You can tell the last time I went to a sweet shop, but like, just keep it at that, right? Just scale it up for, you know, allow for inflation, right? You've got 10 pence mix up. Well, the bags cost you how much?
Yeah.
And you've got 10 items in there, 10 sweets in there. So how much profit are they making out of a 10 pence mix up?
I think it's just the pleasure of selling the sweets. Maybe it's just that.
But doesn't that not worry you a bit?
I'm in there for the sweets.
So the next one I've got on my list are, there's two strands to this one.
Good morning.
Surprises. And I'm going to hit this from two angles. Surprises, because when you get to 40, you don't have any left.
Nothing surprises you in life anymore when you're 40.
And the other side of the coin is that a surprise might actually kill you. You know, if it's like a really big one, you might have a fucking heart attack and just keel over dead. So you've got to avoid surprises.
Right.
At any cost.
Well, I would say surprises are a good thing. It depends on the scale of the surprise, doesn't it, really? It's like, well, what type of, you know, like, what type of
surprise?
Like,
well, the surprise I got last week, right, this is the start. When you're like 11, 10 or 11, this is the surprise, Christmas morning, I've got a ZX Spectrum, I've got a Spectrum, yeah, and you run around, you're completely ecstatic, right? But when you get to 40, this is your surprise. John, I've just examined your colon, and I'd just like to tell you that you don't have arse cancer. And you're like, oh, that's a nice surprise.
That's a nice surprise.
That's the quality surprise you get when you're older.
Oh, right.
You know, they're not great, are they?
No, I mean, I was thinking what would shock me into, like, death. Some sort of, yeah. I think it would be a knock at the door with, like, you know, a few, like, young adults stand there and go, oh, we found you, Dad. We found you. We've been searching for so long. I think that's a surprise that I wouldn't like. You know, I think that would, like, shock us into...
sounds expensive.
That would shock us into, like, you know, passing out. Or I could just, like, play dead.
Play dead.
You know, but that's it. Yeah, well...
What do you think? Surprises, do you think?
I think a small surprise is nice, you know, if the doctor's saying you're going to live.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be dead in a few
months. Yeah, but that's
time.
Not a surprise, though, is it? You know, like, I'm talking, like, wow! You know, like, a surprise. You're never going to get another decent surprise ever again, are you? When you get to 40. I mean, you might prove us wrong, but, like, I'd love to hear it.
Well, nothing surprises me anymore.
I think that's what I'm getting at. I think my next one here is smiling at girls.
Women or girls? Please say women.
Do mean women, but I mean, I suppose I mean
it's females in general.
Well, yeah, but especially like smiling at girls that are a little bit younger than you. Where it's like, what's that old fucker smiling at?
We're going to go for, like, I don't know, 25.
Yeah, 25. Yeah. Oh, you got no business smiling at a 25-year-old when you're 40, have you?
Just, what if it's just a nice day and you're just like, hello, hello.
No.
Do you want to sit next to me in my suite?
No.
No?
No, you can't smile at anyone when you're old.
I think smiling's a good thing. It makes you feel good, yeah. I smile at everybody.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, stop.
Just stopped. Yeah. Just fucking stop it.
When
man.
You're 40, stop.
Right, I will.
You can't smile at girls anymore.
Right. What about your actual partner? Can I smile at her?
There's a trust barrier there that you've managed to negotiate.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
You know, you were probably, when you met her, though, you weren't 40, so
no.
Now that you've hit that barrier.
Pleasantness is out the window.
Yeah, you know, the smiling. The smile is no more, unfortunately.
Well, we'll go with that and see what happens.
But, like, say you're just out one afternoon, you're down the beach, you're having a nice walk, it's a pleasant day, and you see...
You're talking about just a couple of lasses that were jogging past you. There we go. And you just... It's a lovely Sunday, and you're like...
And you think to yourself, I bet they're having a lovely afternoon,
right.
Taking in all this fresh air, and if I could sprint... I would be doing exactly the same thing if I could find the right gym clothing. If I could find the right stuff to wear,
right,
that would be me. And you just like, your head tilts slightly and you just beam a smile at them. And then they just look at you and just go,
the fuck's he doing?
There's the beast from the east. Hashtag beast from the east.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can see where they'd be worried.
Yeah, so don't smile at girls anymore.
Right, I'm taking that one on board.
Do you agree? You're not challenging as much on that one. I think I've hit a nerve there.
I'm not going to do it anymore. That's out.
This last one, I think I was clutching at straws, but I put thongs.
Who doesn't like a thong? Who doesn't like a fucking thong?
I've never worn one in my life.
Listen, man, think of Stringfellow.
I'm not going to start now.
Think of Stringfellow. Good old Peter Stringfellow. He doesn't care how old he is, man. He just still wears them on the beach.
Stringfellow.
You see it, man. You're going abroad. You're going to, you know...
I remember when...
Nobody gives a shit, man. It's just...
Yeah, he's totally shameless, isn't he?
He wants to have his arse cheeks tanned.
I wonder what he would make of this list, because he probably doesn't give a shit about, like...
He would burn it all. He does it all, man.
Sacrilege to him, this list. He was...
Is he still alive?
He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, Stringfellow's still alive.
Good on him.
You know, his name's ironic as well, isn't it, when you think of Stringfellow, and he's got a thong on. On the subject of thongs...
Oh, man, I've got a right picture of me, Mike. There's a famous picture, isn't there, on the...
Do you need five minutes?
He's on the beach. No, listen, man. When he's on the beach walking along with this young lass, and he's got his good thong on, man, he's just like, oh, dear me.
You know, when
at the end of the day, he's a fucking millionaire and he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, it's totally true. Like, it just, you know, just talking about that, it reminded me when we went to the Dominican Republic and we took a day's boating trip when you and me went on holiday there with a group of friends. We went off on this boating trip one day and we got completely arseholed on rum. And I remember I was wearing just like a pair of like swim shorts. And after the excursion, we got back to the the beach, and the guy who ran the excursion was a German guy. So obviously he's got German words for everything, you know, the German language. And I basically like collapse off the boat, and I land on the floor in front of him at his feet because he was like awaiting our arrival the excursion. And I looked up at him, and I was totally hammered. And he went, "What? You're not wearing your string tanger?"
And string tanger.
Fucking, he just killed us with that. Like me, string tanger.
Andreas. He's called Andreas.
Is that what his name was? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I wasn't 40 then. I didn't have a thong on then, so I missed my opportunity there. Like the
it's unique. The door's closed. It's like feelings, unique
feelings. Have you ever owned a thong? Like,
why aye?
You fucking now.
Why aye? Now
I'm talking about surprises.
There you go.
That was a borderline.
How's your ticker?
We'll see how. I bet I have a swig of this whiskey.
What a
now.
Fucking mental
I'll
image.
I'll tell you after
is.
A drink of this.
Yeah, get a good mental image, John. A good mental image of that one.
Mm. String tanger. I've got a couple of honourable mentions. These aren't things you can't do, but these are things you should be mindful of now that you are 40. Are you ready for this?
Right, yeah.
It's only a couple. So my first honourable mention is basically from this point forward, you know, you've got to be careful about how you have sex around your injuries, because when you get to 40, we've all got like a bit of a sporting injury or something, or a work injury that we all work around, you know. And with me, I popped a disc in me back. You know, I've got a slipped disc in me lower back. So basically, like, what that means for me sex life is, like, I can't pelvic thrust at all. Like, I've got no flexion in me hips at all. So have you ever seen, like, Frankenstein's monster, the way if he wants to look to the left, his head turns, but his shoulders come with him.
Right.
And if he wants to look the right, his head turns to the right, but his shoulders come with him.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of like that, but for me entire trunk. So if I'm thrusting at you, you're not just getting the hips, you're getting like the entire trunk at once. I'm kind of just like slamming up against you.
I get you.
No, you're doing, for the listener, he's rocking. I'm not rocking.
I'm not rocking.
I'm slamming
you're
up against
moving.
You.
Moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have to like walk?
Yeah.
Walk backwards and forwards?
Yeah, if I was like doing some kinky standing up, I would have to take a step forward and then a step back, you know?
Right.
You know, sexy shit.
Right, so certain positions for you are just a fucking no-no.
Well, I don't know, I mean... I can always work around it.
It is
like
a fucking no-no, isn't it?
The hips. The hips are like fused, really. You know.
Wow. Old snake.
I'm coming at
John
you like a brick wall, really.
No
it's like a brick wall of passion coming towards you.
A brick wall of lust.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. What about you? What have you got work around? You know.
Nothing, man. I'm bendy, man.
Sex life isn't affected by your like obesity and your various
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah, not at all. It doesn't matter anyway because they're tied up. Do you know what I mean? They've got no choice in the matter of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just they just have to deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
Through therapy later, anything.
You well, know. I'm glad you made it work for you. Like, you know.
You know.
I need to learn a bit of that. Like, you know.
You know, you've always got to think of the positives in a bad situation. So just accept the situation and then think of the positives afterwards when you're sitting in therapy. You know what I mean? It's not a bad thing.
It doesn't have to be.
No, therapy's good.
Well, my other honourable mention and probably the last item of the show is, you know, now that you're near death, you know, all of your band days are behind you, your kids grown up, you know, the best years of your life are gone.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
So basically, this show is now your legacy. And I was just wondering how you feel about that.